Remember how you watched, fascinated, when King Kong climbed the Empire State Building? When Luke Skywalker rode the ice beasts? When Wallace and Gromit hunted down the were-rabbit? For more than a century now, stop-motion animation has made the fantasies of filmmakers come true. Whether you just want to spend a magic weekend with your kids or are a serious animator, now it's time to tell your story, frame by frame, with iStop Motion, like many thousands of parents, kids, teachers, brick filmers, pro animators, and everybody with an interest in this fascinating movie-making technique. That from the Boinks website, a company that's based in Germany, a site where a stop animation film from the Warrior Run School District here in our region was posted for the world to see, following the 2016 Educational Film Festival, co-sponsored by Box of Light and WVIA. Submissions for the 2017 festival are being accepted right now, and we had a chance to talk with Rand Whipple, founder of Box of Light, and Andrea O'Neill, education director here at WVIA, about the contest. We began by asking Rand Whipple about Box of Light.
Box of Light's a digital art studio. So we teach film and animation, we do robotics, we teach programming. We sort of live where arts and technology smack into one another. And we work in a public studio in Bloomsburg, and then we also work with teachers across the state and students across the state on activities that use film and animation in the classroom. And more recently, we've started some film festivals online that we're partnering with WVIA on as well. So Box of Light is a studio that teaches people, young and old, to use their devices as not just the world's largest card catalog, but also as a way to express themselves and to communicate artistically with one another.
You had a wonderful outing last year. Tell us about how it's continuing this year.
Well, last year we started our first film festival in partnership with WVIA, and we did our Educational Animation Festival. So we had students from grades 2 through end of junior high submitting films that taught other people. So they just needed to teach something to someone their age. It could be a school topic, it could be something they love to do. Everything turned out to be a school topic, but they were all animated films. And then we had them juried, and the winners were posted online in the honorable mentions. So that was a really wonderful experience. It was our first film festival online, and it was one that we wanted to do not only to have films that students could see and educators could see and hopefully use, but also to get educators to think that film and animation is also a really wonderful classroom project. These activities, when film and animation are used to explore a curriculum, they're wonderful. They're communication-rich, they're media-fluent activities, they are 21st-century learning skills, and they're great ways to let everybody in the classroom have an active part, because everybody on these projects brings something different to it. So the goal of the festival, which was to have these educational films created and seen, but we also had the goal of having educators think of using these activities in their classroom, these arts-infused activities in their classroom as well. And it went very nicely, and we're back again. This year, we've actually added live films. So now students who have never done an animated film can still pull out their smartphones, their video cameras, and create a live-action film as well. We just wanted to broaden the type of films kids could create.
Can you give us an example of what some group might have decided to teach?
Oh, yeah. The eighth grade winners were from Freeland Elementary and Middle School over by Hazleton, and their teacher, Kathy Tombosco, and they did the distributive property. We also had people who did a film on Benjamin Franklin. We had polygons from out in Warrior Run School District. We had a life cycle of stars, things like that. They're mostly curriculum-based films. It was interesting that people didn't choose to do a hobby, which they could have done, but most of these films were created in a school environment, so that's probably why.
And you are very keen on helping people learn how to do this and create these films, because it's a step-by-step process and you actually have tutorials.
Right, exactly. It's very important that as we work on these festivals, that we're also providing the skills and the mentorship and the training and the education for people to create them, because as much as we watch films, we don't tend to make them. We speak as the general public. So what we did last year is we put up a series of tutorials on the WVIA and Box of Light site. We have this shared site that focuses on the festivals. And this was an animation course online. So if people go to boxoflight.org and they click Learning Online, they'll get to this site and they'll see how to place their camera, how to create smooth movement, how to use sound, how to phrase or punctuate their movie, how to think in terms of the dramatic structure. So we wanted to give people a set of resources they could use even if they weren't in a classroom. We also work with schools to help these things happen. So Box of Light goes into schools. We provide public classes. We do workshops where people can come and we can help them do these films as well. So yes, education is a great part of the festival, not only in the final film, but also in the process along the way.
And another critical part of this, and you alluded to it, Rand, is the fact that when it's a group project, that each young person brings something to the table and everyone benefits. And so it is also a community building or a team building effort.
It is absolutely all of those things. Teachers call it a multiple modality activity. So everybody brings their own type of intelligence. The many intelligences we all have are brought to bear on the task, and they communicate. It is such a great activity to help develop a process of communication. Teens can't create films, I believe, young teens especially, without good communication, without skills where they are able to listen well, hear what's being offered, evaluate it as a team, and come to consensus about what should happen next. So, yes, it's just a wonderful, healthy activity. It de-stresses the room. There is that onus of, I've got to buckle down and do this. I've got these tests coming up. And these activities are so joyous and so much fun that it is just, it's like, I don't know, it's like getting out for recess. It's just invigorating.
And, Rand, we have talked when you were in residence in the Erie area.
Yes.
Those students were able to put their films up online and create books.
Yeah.
And they also were learning because in doing that, they had a map in the classroom of all the hits.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about the ripple effect of something like this.
Well, this is really cool about these festivals. And it's so important for these kids to do several things. One, when they're working with screens, we don't want to give them more time on the screen. We want them to spend better creative time using these devices. And we want them to see themselves. So in the Erie, this was in a little school in Cambridge Springs, and we created an iBook, like a first grade, a digital book, and we put it up on Apple iBook Store. And as people purchased it, I could go in and see where they purchased it from. So the teacher, Becky Leandro, would put a pin in every country, and there were only about three countries, but they did a lot within the United States, sales of these books, and they could actually go and see where their book had been purchased. And for these festivals, it works the same way. We want kids to know there's a great world out there and that these activities are great, as we said, for kids. They're great ways to explore curriculum, but they're also job training. These are the jobs of the future. People need to know media. They need to be fluent in media these days like they are fluent in language and reading and literature. They just need it. And so this allows them to sort of connect to that larger world. In one of the Warrior Run schools, the elementary school, it was the third grade. They did a thing on polygons, and it was one of the winners. I think it was the winner of the grade 2 through 4 category. Well, we also sent their film out to the software company in Germany that made the software we use. This is Boink Software, and they create the iStop Motion software we use and suggest schools use. And they loved it and put it up on their website. So again, in this little bitty rural school district, they went, oh my gosh, my film is hosted on our site in Germany. And it just brings kids out into the world. We want kids to know that it's just simply skills and knowledge. You know, they don't have to be in New York to start. They don't have to be in Vancouver or Los Angeles. They need to have skills and knowledge. If they develop those, the world will come to them, and they can share their films with the world, and anybody, anywhere can go and see the films in this festival. So that is truly a large component of these festivals as well, to get kids to know that they are in a global world, a world of not just a global economy, but of global communications, and they are a part, an active, active part of that, wherever they live.
Rand Whipple, founder and director of Box of Light, based in Bloomsburg, speaking with us about the 2017 Educational Film Festival, a contest for young people co-hosted by Box of Light and WVIA. Andrea O'Neill is director of education at WVIA, and she explains how the partnership came about.
Rand approached me earlier last year, and he had been doing workshops for teachers, and he had been kicking around the idea of a film festival. And so we chatted a little bit about it, and turned out it was a really great idea. And WVIA has connections with the arts and high school students through our Artists of the Week program, and we do teacher workshops every year, whether it be for careers or using curriculum or that sort of thing. And this really fit very well into our mission for the arts and education, and so we decided to run with it. We did a teacher workshop last year on how to use stop animation in the classroom, and this year we did one on how to use stop animation and live action film in the classroom. So the teachers really, I think they really benefited from it. They left pretty excited, you know, on both workshops, and so we're really hoping to see what we get from the students this time.
All the information and even some tutorials are on the websites.
Yeah, if you go to WVIA.org and you click on the education link, you'll come to, there's a rotator at the top of the page, and as you scan through that, you'll see all of the different programs that we have, and one of them being the 2017 Educational Film Festival. And then you click on that, and that will tell you pretty much everything you need to know. It'll also provide links to the Box of Light website. And Rand does have some pretty cool tutorials there. If you missed the workshop, if you're a teacher and you missed the workshop, or if you're a student and you want to enter and you have no idea where to even start in the process, there's some really good step-by-step, easy tutorials. And I think it's a great group project. The teachers have access to kind of a credits list, so it's a really great collaborative effort for the students. You know, a film takes, I mean, you've seen the credit roll at any movie theater. It's, you know, minutes and minutes and minutes long, and so this is no different. You have a producer, you have a set designer, you have a narrator, you have an actor, you have a script writer, you have an editor, you have all of those same elements. It's just on a much smaller scale. It's a lot easier for the students to digest, and nothing teaches a concept more than learning how to teach it. So I think it's a really great way to have teachers be able to teach their students a particular concept.
And it satisfies the requirements that teachers need to realize in the classroom.
Sure. You know, it's a lot of speaking and listening. It's a lot of oral skills where they have to tell a story. They have to write. They have to work together in a group, so they have to collaborate. They have to know the material if they're going to teach it. They have to be able to break it down into a much simpler concept. So that helps them really know the steps and know the material fairly in depth if they're going to break it apart and then teach it to somebody else. We ask the film to be to an audience level of their own grade level. So if it's second graders, they're teaching a concept to other second graders. If it's 10th graders, they're teaching a concept to 10th grade or adult. And so that's the beauty of it. And it also incorporates the arts into regular classroom activities. So a lot of schools, if their art specials have been cut, or if they don't have like regular art classes or an art department or something to that effect, this is a way to allow those students who are creative and artistically talented to really have a good experience in a classroom where maybe it's a lot more reading and writing or math than they particularly care for or they're particularly good at. And it also gives students who maybe they're not geared towards filmmaking, or they're not quite geared towards set design or drawing or architecture or whatever, it gives them a chance to be exposed to that and even perhaps find something that they didn't even know that they liked to do. So it's a really cool way to do what they have to do anyway. the students and do it in such a way that really hits a lot of the benchmarks that they have to hit in a lot of different ways. And it can take them 2 class periods. It could take them 5 class periods. It's really pretty flexible, and it's also very customizable to each particular classroom.
Give us the particulars, the dates of submission deadlines and so forth.
Okay, sure. So again, you can go to WVIA.org and click on the education link for all the particulars. But basically, the categories for the Education Film Festival are grades 2 and 4, 5 through 7, 8 and 9, and 10 through 12. And the deadline for submissions is March 20th of 2017. They will be submitted through the Box of Light website. And again, those instructions are right there on the site. All you have to do is go there and follow the directions step by step. There's a form to fill out, and it'll give you instructions for how to upload your film and the parameters for that as well. And the festival date, when we announce the winners and we put everybody up online, is April 3rd of 2017. And again, that will also be through like a dual site of WVIA and Box of Light. So we're very excited and can't wait to see what everybody comes up with. It's going to be great.
Andrea O'Neill, Director of Education at WVIA Public Media, speaking with us about the 2017 Educational Film Festival, co-hosted by Box of Light and WVIA. The deadline for submission is March 20th, and young people are encouraged to prepare a stop animation or live action movie and to enter the contest. All the information can be found online at WVIA.org and or at boxoflight.org. That's the 2017 Educational Film Festival, co-hosted by Box of Light and WVIA. Young people are invited to create a stop animation or live action movie. The deadline for submission is March 20th, and the details can be found online at WVIA.org. WVIA.org, and go to the education page or boxoflight.org, boxoflight.org. And if the young person has never done anything like this, or you've never guided a young person in this process, the tutorials are very effective and efficient and to the point, and you can really do something before March 20th. Just consult the websites and see what you find, and you may be surprised. It's WVIA.org and or boxoflight.org.